Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Ay, they so superficial. Blow the whistle, it's foul. I'm married to the game, rapping this shit for my vows. A hard knock life, still I'm knocking it down. So official, it's a shame how much my name make. Fuck the yours, Mr. Worthy, read the nameplate. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Take a walk in my Converse, sit back and let God work. I've been on autopilot since I dropped Violet. Heating up like climate change. Still it's hard to smile these days. Too preoccupied with my childish ways. I tell my protege, you gon' be okay. If you fight today, use your fans as a plane and fly away. This earth shit is bullshit. The whole nation need liquidation. Sell it half off till we can take the mask off. Yeah, they so superficial. Blow the whistle. It's fine, married to the game, rapping this shit for my vows. A hard knock life, still I'm knocking it down. So official, it's a shame how much my name make. Fuck Dior, it's Mr. Worthy, read the name plate. Read the name plate, baby, yeah. One more time, let me go. I can take this rap shit from Bali to Somalia. Catch me in the mirror saying I'm proud of ya. You found a way to pop your collar when they doubted ya. When the stakes rose, you became the difference. In the middle of a pandemic, you got hot like pans in the kitchen. Yeah, no more hopeless nights, nigga. No more dirty plates. We raising the rates, translating currencies at the gate. Right before takeoff, we was watching the playoffs. I got your girl under my arm like deodorant. Now you know where focus is. She soft as polyester. We headed to Manchester to talk to my investor. She giving neck like a sweater. She whispered in my ear, baby, give them pressure. And you know that I will, baby, you know that I will. You know how I feel about it.
About it. Yeah, 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 about it.
I love you. Ay, they so superficial. Blow the whistle, it's foul. I'm married to this game, rapping this shit for my vows. A hard knock life, still I'm knocking it down. So official, it's a shame how much my name make. Fuck Dior, it's Mr. Worthy, read the nameplate. They so superficial, blow the whistle, it's foul. I'm married to this game, rapping this shit for my vows. A hard knock life, but I'm knocking it down, baby, I'm knocking it down. Yeah.
It's your boy D. I'm back, man. New podcast episode. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing good. We are about to get into Thanksgiving. Probably one of my favorite, most like, probably, man, it might be my favorite holiday when I think about it. You know, Thanksgiving is just so dope because you get to see all your family and your cousins and you get to joke around and obviously the amazing food. Y'all gonna have to like hit me up and tell me what y'all favorite food is on Thanksgiving, but mine personally is definitely the yams. You know, the yams mixed with the mac and cheese go crazy, and the peach cobbler and the apple pie. A dessert, I mean, but let's be honest, man, there's nothing like having the whole combination plate mixed up, and there's always some ribs in the mix. I'm always down with that. But man, you know, Thanksgiving makes me think about, you know, especially this year because everybody can't be together. And I always have like a perfect vision of the Thanksgiving I want to have in due time, just because I'm biased from when I was younger. Man, when I lived in Cleveland, Thanksgiving, we used to get it popping, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like, just all family, just all love. You know, there was times where I remember one of the first times was like when The Matrix it came out or some shit like that. And, you know, Uncle John's basement, we watched the movies, bro. Everybody pull out the trays and kids are running around. You got the special punch, you know, that's like basically like a little concoction of like ice cream and like ginger ale or some shit. But shit was fire. Everybody's drinking that. And, you know, everybody's just having a great time, man. Just blessings and memories and just unforgettable, you know. And that was probably when I was like 5, 6 and shit. And now, you know, here I am, you know, many years later, still thinking about those amazing moments. And that's really what Thanksgiving is about, man. It's just family and love and gratitude. And I think, you know, that's something especially for holiday seasons, for entrepreneurs, you know, people in this walk of life or just anybody, is just, you know, it's a good time to realize that we're getting towards the end of this year. You know what I mean? Like, there's only a couple more weeks and days left in 2020. It's been a fucking ride. It's been a journey. And, you know, but we're about to come out on the other side of it. It's about to be a whole nother year with even more new obstacles, even more new challenges, more new exciting things, more, you know, depressing things. But the best thing is that you can keep your mindset and your focus just on love and gratitude for the current moment, the current situation, and take that with you, man. You know, even if you slither off track a little bit and whatever your goals was or whatever you were trying to accomplish this year, it's never too late for you to get right back into it. You know, I found myself getting in a little loop that I didn't like, you know, just a loop of, you know, kind of doing skating by on things that I know that I normally put my heels into the ground and kind of really get. Sometimes we just get so romanticized in the appeal of hard work without really working hard, you know, and that's for all of us. Sometimes you just become a robot. So when you just are a robot, you just are kind of getting things done on the fly. You're not as diligent as you should be. And, you know, that's when, you know, it happens to the best of us. But the best thing is to remember, you know, to vigorize the goals, re-energize the goals. Go back to the square one, man, and just figure it out, get it focused. So that's kind of like, you know, my little gems for today is like when you're going into this Thanksgiving gratitude and everything that's going to, you know, you might have to Skype your family, Zoom the family. Some of y'all are just going to see the family. I don't blame you. Just be careful out there, too, you know, because COVID is real. You know, I have family and friends who are dealing with that. And, you know, just don't be irresponsible. We all have made mistakes, and I've been making mistakes too with it. And we all a little cabin fever, a little fatigued in the current moment. But, you know, just try to be as safe and as healthy as you possibly can and show love to your people. Most importantly, show love to yourself. You only got a couple more weeks left, a couple more days left in 2020. Let's make this one wrapped up, man. Do the best you can so in 2021 you can go crazy. All right, peace. Yo, what's up? It's Dior. Thank you for listening to Self-Worthy by Dior Worthy. Just my personal thoughts, and you took a step in it. Do me a favor, share this with a couple friends. Tell them about this real story. Maybe they'll open up and tell you some stories. Click that subscribe, show love, blow up Kiss Forever, Time Will Tell, or some album I'm working on in the period it is, you'll hear soon. Love you. See you later. Peace.